GWA Backstage. I hope to get verified. My username is LunaFawnX, and the time is 8.06 p.m., and the day is February 23rd, 2018. I thought I would also do a questionnaire too as well, kind of to let people get to know me more again, and you know, feel free to ask questions. You know, kind of, I'm hoping this opens it up a little bit. And so this questionnaire is called, I don't know, it's not really call anything, but it's let's talk about sexy times. So I'm going to talk about, I guess, or answer some questions about some sexy times. And I apologize if you can hear the music in the background. Music kind of keeps me focused, kind of calms me down a little bit, because I do tend to get actually a little nervous when I do recordings. So let's start. When did you lose your virginity? I lost my virginity at the age of 18. Actually, to be honest, wanted to lose my virginity a little sooner than that, but you know, just turned out to be at 18, and I'm not mad about it. I don't regret it at all. Rough sex or soft and tender? I like rough sex and also passionate sex, I would say. I know it's not an option, but you know, that's kind of what I like more, is the rough and the passionate part rather than the soft and tender. Do you have any unusual kinks / fetishes? I actually don't think I really do have any weird kinks or fetishes. I like spanking. I kind of like being told what to do sexual-wise. But otherwise, I don't really know if I have any unusual ones. I am open, and I have definitely looked into some unusual kinks / fetishes. Maybe though, I am still a little shy and don't really want to completely admit my unusual kinks and fetishes though. So maybe that's possibly why I don't think I have any, because I'm still a little shy and, you know, I'm a pretty private person. So I'm like, oh gosh, this is so weird. But anyways, the weirdest place you've had sex. I've been in like weird positions, not really like environments, but I've had sex in my college parking lot. In a car, I've fingered someone while they were driving in the car in my college campus. I've had sex on the kitchen counter. Granted, that wasn't very fun at all. It was some really small counters. My favorite sex position, sorry, that's the next question. I like doggy style, hands down. Out of all the styles I have tried, or positions, I guess, doggy style is definitely my favorite. What's your favorite cuddle position? I love being on someone's chest. I like laying my head on someone's chest and then like half my body is kind of like also on them. That's definitely my favorite cuddle position. And then, do you like to be dominant or submissive? I think it really depends. I tend to go for more submissive sexual-wise, but then kind of my lifestyle and what my personality is very, like, dominant. So I would say switch. I think it just depends on, you know, what my partner, you know, what my sexual partner wants, really. I'm pretty open to trying anything. Have you ever had any one-night stands? No, I have not. I've never really been into the whole one-night stand thing. The one time I thought I was going to have a one-night stand didn't end up becoming a one-night stand. So I guess the fail there. Maybe I was not meant to have any one-night stands. But yeah, I don't know. There's kind of weird. I think that, you know, sex is really about the connection that you have with a person. I prefer getting to know the person than have sex with them. And that's just because, at least talking for a couple hours before I have sex. But yeah, that's my feelings on that. Sex on the bed, couch, or floor? I'll just rank these out because I've done all of them. I prefer the bed. Personally, bed's number one. That's because the bed's comfy. And then also, on the bed. Yes, on the bed. Because it's comfy. You can move around. Unless you're on a college bed, don't have sex in a college bed because they're tiny. They're super high up. And I feel like I'm just going to fall over if I have sex on a college bed. Couch, not so bad. Again, not a lot of room. I guess you got to get a little creative then. Least favorite, definitely the floor. I've also had sex on my college floor before. And that's really uncomfortable. It's rough. It's hard. Rug burns aren't fun at all. So Those are my feelings on the floor. I mean, maybe your floor is super comfy or you have a rug, like a really nice furry rug, and then you can do it. And then I just don't know, the floor is comfy. And then, have you ever been caught masturbating? If so, by whom would you ask them to join? I have been caught masturbating before. I went on exchange to Europe for about a year. And so I hurt my leg or my foot. So I didn't end up going to school that day. So I kind of just hung out. I was talking to someone, got really horny, pretty much obviously started masturbating, blah, 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 blah. My host mom decides to come in and just kind of come in without knocking. Or she did knock. I don't really remember. But all I remember is that I had my pants off. I had my underwear off. I did not have time to put them back on. So I was like hiding on the covers and I slammed my laptop shut. I felt really bad for that person because I just kind of like hung up on them super quickly. And, you know, didn't move. And she wanted me to come downstairs and I was like, oh, I'll come down in a second. So that's kind of how that went. And would I ask them to join me? Definitely not. I would not want my host mom to masturbate with me or have sex with me. Have you ever had sex in a public place? Why, yes. I have had sex in the parking lot of my college campus. that's definitely a place. Otherwise, that's about it. I have not gone really frisky. I'd love to hear some people if they are like, yeah, this is the crazy place I've had sex in a public place. Please tell me. I'd love to know. I love hearing those stories. Next question. What does your favorite... Sorry, my septum piercing is actually kind of annoying me. It's kind of making my nose runny because it's really cold. So I'm like rubbing it. So I'm sorry if you can hear it sometimes. Anyways, what does your favorite sexy underwear look like? And if you are a man, what could she/he wear to turn you on? If you are a woman, what could he/she wear? Well, oh crap. I just lost it. I'm so sorry. I actually accidentally clicked on a message and try to swipe it upwards and it decided for me to click on that message. And now I just lost my place. All right, underwear. So I, for me, like a classic style, I just like lacy black underwear. For me, that is like a, I think like a cheekster, like it kind of rounds around your butt. I think that's my favorite. That's just my go-to. Of course, not wearing a top because who needs a bra? Only underwear. And then what could I wear for, you know, someone I'm attracted to? So I like men and women. I'm pansexual. So that means gender really doesn't matter to me. So I'm just going to wrap it up into one. Just a nice brief. I don't think they're boxers. I think they're called briefs or boxer briefs. But they're the underwear that's kind of long. I guess they like cut off around your mid-thigh. And it's like underwear. It's not like tighty-whities or boxers because they're tight. I think you can always just do that or be naked because it's not like the clothes are going to stay on for very long anyways. So, how often do you have sex? I think it really depends. It depends on how I feel about the person, how, you know, whether or not I'm in a relationship or not. I actually think stress is a big factor in my drive. When it comes to sex, the more stress I get, the less often I want to have sex. When I meet someone though, I like to tend to have a lot of sex with them because I like to get to know someone a lot. I think one of my favorite experiences about having sex with someone or, you know, kissing someone is getting to know their body and, you know, you kind of learn something new about them. So that's something that I think is really great. So a lot of sex, I guess, in the beginning and depends in the future. Now, having sex by myself, though, that's a whole another story, which, you know, will remain a secret, I think, for now. So, do you prefer giving or receiving oral sex? I think it depends. I think if you're really good at oral, or at least I think you're good at oral, then yes, please give me the oral. Giving oral, though, I think for me, I think I like giving oral much more. My sexual tastes are really based on the other person. I really like to please the other person. That's kind of what I get off of. That's a big turn on for me, is knowing that I am pleasuring my person on sex. So that's like a really big thing for me. So I think giving oral, if I had to pick one, would definitely be the giving. But is there anything right now that you'd like to have sex with? Oh, anybody. Sorry, I thought it was like any. I might have said anything by accident, so I got really confused. You know, there are people that I would enjoy having sex with and would want to have sex with right now. Yeah, I think we all kind of have that fantasy. Next question. Most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you during sex? I don't know. I don't think I've really had anything embarrassing happen to me during sex. One story, I didn't have sex with them, but I was kind of making out with them, getting it on, did everything but the sex part. And this was a female, and they actually ended up like, because I'm pretty, I'm not the biggest person on the planet, but they kind of like flipped me over and then started scissoring me, and I personally don't like scissoring. I'm on the kind of like, I don't think it really works. Granted, though, it is really hot. But to me, the reality of things is that it doesn't really work. And so she started to scissor me. And that was really weird. And I was super embarrassed because I didn't know how to say no. So I kind of just faked it and pretend I was enjoying it. But yes. Next thing. A song you listen to during hard/rough/kinky sexy times. I don't really have any music that I would listen to. My ex really liked R&B, so I guess I listened to that, but like the sexy R&B about sex and getting it on and everything like that. I actually listened to a song today and I was like, this would be a great sex song, but I actually personally don't know any. But if you love to, you know, if you like to let me know what songs are really great for sex, I will totally check them out and listen to them and, you know, maybe experiment. But a song, also this is the next question, I guess it kind of combines together. A song you listen to during soft/slow/passionate/sweet/sexy times. So again, I usually don't listen to music when I have sex, but something that really kind of like is a soft slow, if I had to pick, would be like acoustic covers. I love acoustic covers, especially the ones kind of like, you know, are usually like a pop song and they, you know, it's about sex or something sexual and then it's turned into acoustic. I think that's like, that's super great. It's just like a subtle sexiness to it. I'm really not that sexy, apparently, having this conversation here. But, you know, again, I don't know any songs. So if you have any recommendations, definitely let me know. Next question. I'm saying a lot. Are you into dressing up for sex? Not particularly. I've never personally dressed up for sex. And I guess when I think about dressing up, it's more like in a costume or like a role play. Dressing up isn't like I like to wear nice underwear when I know I'm going to get laid. Then yes. Otherwise, no, I haven't, but I would definitely be open to it. If my partner requested it, I would definitely give it a try and see. Yeah, I would be open to it pretty much. And then, would you prefer sex in the bath or the shower? Hands down the shower. I've had sex in the bathtub before. That was not fun at all. So, sex in the shower. have you ever had a threesome? If not, would you? Personally, I've never had a threesome. Also, I don't know if I would necessarily, because I think that when it comes to a threesome, there's always someone left out in the group, and that'd be unfortunate. But whenever I have joked about it before, I say that if I'm gonna have a threesome, I have to be the center of attention because I'm spoiled. No, I'm just joking, but I do need to be spoiled-ish. next question. If you could have sex right now with anyone, who would it be? I'm going to plead the fifth on that one. I don't think anyone needs to know who I would want to have sex with right now. It's not like anyone would know, but, I'm going to plead the fifth on that because that's really embarrassing. I'm shy and I'm private. And also as these questions are getting more and more deep, it's kind of like, it's making me blush a little bit, I think. So, moving on. Do you or would you use a sex toy? I have used a sex toy before. Do I usually use one? Definitely not. I am
I found a way to make myself happy pretty much, and so I don't need a sex toy for it. But would I use a sex toy? Sure, why not? Why not use a sex toy? I like my handcuffs. Have you ever sent someone a dirty text last picture? If so, what was it? Of course I sent a dirty text. I don't know who hasn't, and or picture. What was it? I don't know. It was sexting, what I would do if I was there, etc., kind of stuff. What was the picture? I mean, my boobs. I mean, I don't know what else. I can say though that I have received more sexual photos than I have sent them. So I'm pretty suspicious when it comes to those things anyways, because I don't want anyone saving dirty photos of me. Is there anything you do after sex? I like to cuddle and go to the bathroom because you want to be safe. But yeah, not really. I like to cuddle and I like to talk too. I think that's really important. I like to just talk and snuggle. That's pretty much it. Next, so would you have sex with your best friend? I don't really, all my best friends are girls, and personally, I wouldn't have sex with them. I have had guy friends though, and I for sure definitely would want to have had sex with them, I guess, or have thought about having sex with them, but it's never happened before. I've never had sex with an actual friend. And then next question is early morning sex or late at night sex? I would pick late at night sex. One of my favorite kinds of sex is when it's really late at night and you're really tired, and then, you know, it's dark outside, so it's kind of like you're really just taking in the senses, the feelings, the touching. It's not about, I guess, looking so much. It's really just about like feeling it, and that's something that's super big for me. So I love late night sex. And then something that will never fail to get you horny. Oh man, I don't know. I feel like everything will never fail to get me horny, or like the usual things. Audios get me horny, talking to people get me horny, porn gets me horny. You know, it's hard to say. I think there's a lot of things never fail to get me horny. All right, second to last question. Favorite body part on him/her on yourself? I really like hands a lot, and I like people smile. On a guy, I do like the V's. I mean, V's are nice. I don't know. I think it's really just about the smile. And then really randomly, I do like hair. I think hair is important for some reason. I think, you know, you got to keep it nice and neat, at least maintained. I mean, you can have long hair, you can have short hair, but you still need to maintain it. And then the very last question is, do you watch porn? And then I think that pretty much answered it from, you know, the other questions I've asked. But yes, I have watched porn. I enjoy porn. I'm a fan of porn. I definitely approve of porn. I mean, I don't approve of everything, but I do approve of porn. But otherwise, that's all I have. I am sorry. I feel like this is such a terrible audio, and I'm too tired to edit it to make it better. So I do apologize though if it's a lot of me just stuttering and being a big total nerd about this whole thing, or dork. So yeah, leave a comment, message, I guess, PM, chat, I don't really know. Feel free to leave me a message though. I'll definitely reply back to it. And I hope all of you have a lovely night. Bye.